This is a video for Quadster regarding depression.
Forgive me, I'm just going to grab a soda. Hang on. And cigarette. I do smoke. It's a bad idea. Don't do it. Anyway, I'm not going to necessarily address all of your points. I may do so in a glancing way, but I'm really just going to talk about, I guess, my own experience with depression. I've suffered with depression off and on, I guess, for about, I'd say, 10 to 12 years. I do agree with you that men and women probably suffer from depression in equal rates, even though the mental health community says that women suffer from it more, which really, if you have one group committing suicide at four times the rate of the other group, you may want to consider if perhaps you're not being as effective as you could in diagnosing depression in the group that is committing suicide more often. I think that men are quite logically reluctant to say that they're having problems with depression. And this in part is because of the way that we get told to deal with problems, which is, you've correctly stated, suck it up, be a man up. And you're right, the therapists will tell you to do that. I think part of that is if we go with the assumption that our society as a whole has difficulty seeing men as human beings, and that we're more likely to see men as human doings. If you can't see somebody as a human being, you can't really acknowledge the problems that they have. You can't even really acknowledge the feelings that they have, because they're not a human being. So that's an issue. Hang on. Had to turn that down a little bit. I think that part of what happens with men and depression is that because we're reluctant to talk about things, because we've been trained, there's no point in asking for help, because you'll just be told to deal with it anyway. What gets focused on is what men try to do in order to deal with the depression. So in my own case, I basically tried to distract myself from it. I drank way too much. I gambled way too much. Had way too much sex. Now, some people would say, that's impossible. But when I say that I had way too much sex, I had sex with people that really didn't care about me. They just wanted to get their own rocks off. And not only could they not give not only did they not give a fuck about me, one of the things that we get told as men is that our feelings regarding sexuality don't matter beyond, I want to get my rocks off. That you're not really allowed to acknowledge that, hey, you know, this person is not giving me what I need. So I guess part of the way for myself that I
have dealt with depression, and I'm sure it'll come back at some point, is that I started reading about it. And one of the things that really helped me was learning that depression is treatable. Because I didn't know that. I thought depression was something that I was going to have to live with for the rest of my life. I also learned that it's treatable in a number of different ways. Our society tends to like the medicated way of dealing with depression. I think that there are certainly times that that works, but I think that there are other times where it's necessary to acknowledge that you're in a depressing situation. Now, the difficulty with that is that if you suffer from depression, you may be in a difficult situation and legitimately feel depressed about it, but also because, as you pointed out, you're trying to heal yourself with a damaged organ, the brain, which is going to perceive everything is depressing. So you may be in a reasonable situation and feel that you're in a shitty one. For me, I had to really ask myself in the process of trying to deal with my depression, is what I expect out of this society what I actually want for myself? And by that I mean, I'm a single dude. And as much as society tells me that I should have a big house, I don't need a big house. As much as it says, you should have a fancy car, I haven't driven for years, and I have a very short commute to work. So driving is not necessary, and my neighborhood is really good in terms of the things I need being within walking distance. The idea that, you know, not only am I supposed to be in a relationship, I'm supposed to be in a relationship with an incredibly hot woman, and protect and provide and be a worker bee for her. But the truth is that hot women are hard to come by. I think unless you're, you know, balling out of control. And also, I had to admit to myself that most of the women I come across, I'm not attracted to, and no pun intended on come across, I'm not attracted to, and I wouldn't want to have a relationship with. And finally, but really, in a lot of ways, I'm happier by myself. A big one for me, and this was huge, was recognizing that my alcohol consumption was a problem, and that I needed to drink less, because it doesn't make any sense for me to be pouring a depressant into my system if I'm suffering from depression. So I haven't had a drink for months, and that has actually helped a lot. Diet helps a lot. Actually eating food that my body likes. Fresh fruit, vegetables, grains. Don't overdo it on the meat. Don't overdo it on the refined sugar. That helps. Talking to people who understand depression helps immensely. And not necessarily a therapist, but especially men who've suffered from depression, I really appreciate, because they can empathize with what I'm going through. I also rely a lot on what I call goofy shit. I would get so low in my depression that I wouldn't even listen to music, and I love music.
So if playing the same song over 10 times makes me happy and makes me giggle, if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. If playing my Xbox or any number of things that I like to do is what, my version of goofy shit, it makes me happy, then I'm going to do that. I like my place to be relatively clean. I don't like to be tripping over shit. That helps. To that end, I don't like having a lot of extra bullshit laying around. My place is relatively minimalist, and it will get more so. That makes me feel good. I've kind of rambled on, but I certainly hope this helps in your quest to get better. Good on you for taking steps, and congratulations on day 7 out of 10. I'm familiar with the mood flipping thing, and it can be pretty frustrating. Even though I wasn't dealing with medications, it turns out that stopping alcohol can do the same thing for months after not consuming it. So I certainly get that, but I just kind of wrote it out and accepted it for what it was. So I hope this helps, and have a good day, man.